Blog Talk Radio. So that's over you. If you haven't heard it, I apologize. I'm playing it from my Spotify. It is on Twitter for you to listen to. Yeah, in a way, even though I've been out here around, it was great to make that song, to co-write it, and I hope you like it. As I say, I'm just an artist who love to create in many different ways and forms, rock and pop, and dance, or an interest in different genres. So I hope you like that. I hope you can hear me. If you can't hear it from this audio, from the studio, you can listen to it on Spotify for free. You can listen to it for free. Just dial Dovenight, Dove Knight, my name, and listen to it. You'll love it, Twitter. And I'll put the video on again. I think that video is on Twitter right now, as well as Spotify. It is a joy to write music, to create it, but also to express myself. And I just want to say that thank you for listening. I have a, there's a lot to speak about. And, this is a dangerous time, as they say. And with all the stuff that's going on in the world, music can truly heal us. We turn to music to express thyself. And, we got to be positive, which I learned. And I'm still learning each day to be more positive. And when I listened to that song by Howard Jones from the 80s, when I was so young, things can only get better. It's so positive. You know who Howard Jones is? It was an English musician, pop musician. And, if you haven't heard it, it's such a positive message. It could be, you can interpret it for religion, or you can interpret it just to keep going despite the obstacles. It's so positive. I mean, I listen to a lot of rock and pop, and I get, down in dumps, And, I relate to musicians that struggle like me in life and continue, like Kurt Cobain or I listen to, or inspire me. But then I listen to, sometimes I listen to R&B music, or sometimes I listen to hard rock, And I love a lot of different types of music. And that song is really positive. I might be listening to it for a while. It's really positive. Because the truth is, no matter what happens, things can only get better. And that's the truth. I mean, if you haven't heard it, please listen to it. I mean, for those who, it doesn't matter what music you like, For me, I like all kinds of music. It's so positive because the truth is, things can only get better. And that's the truth. That's what I was told. And when I was young, I had a hard time believing that things will change. And they do in its own way, but things do change for the better. And that's all it is, positive, basic common sense to keep going and to live life to the fullest. I like to live life to the fullest. If you listen to my songs, you understand. And you know what? They're for free on Spotify and iTunes. You can listen to it for free. You don't have to buy or do anything. It's just expression of the soul. Because I dealt with so much, and I still do as a human being, when people have told, and all the put downs, all the stuff that people, big and small, say, oh, I can't do this, or, oh, I can't do that, or, and, you know, I get it each day. And the thing I realize is to be positive and just to deal with life for what it is and to keep going. Because God made me to be who I am, and that's all. You know, it is all about just believing in thyself. And we are living in times where there's so much going on, but music can uplift us in any way, shape, or form. From the Beatles to Elvis to Jimi Hendrix, who are my idols, who I love. I mean, I love Jimi Hendrix. So for someone who revolutionized the guitar, you got to love him. Or Eddie Van Halen. Tapping music is great, too. He was one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Or, you know, or soul music. There were great soul singers. You know, there's some great soul singers like Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye, which are very great, you know, great for male singers as well as female, Patti Bell, and, of course, the Queen of Soul. And then you go into hard rock, and then I am a hard rocker because I had such a hard time, and the influences I had were, you know, Guns N' Roses, you know, because of the rebellion, but they were such a great group. And then I can turn to going back in the past, which I learned as I got older, to learn to listen to Mozart, because Mozart would bring the best in all of us. You know, but no matter what you listen to, our country, you know, Shania Twain or Taylor Swift, their music are great too. And, you know, help us get through the times, and that's the most important thing. And I just want to say that that's what it is all about. Just believe in having fun. I really strongly believe that, you know, there's too much going on. I had to realize that in more ways than one, because I had, one of my relatives have died, and it reinforced me to try to live life to the fullest and be happy, because we don't know how long we're going to live on this planet. You know, I have my own issues and whatever. No matter what happens, just make the best out of it, because through it all and through time, things will only get better. That is the truth. Better.
Forever run through time.
I have been kind of low. If you haven't heard me, I apologize in this broadcast. So that's where it is. And, you know, I'm Over You is a song about just, you know, just getting over a bad relationship, friendship, whatever it is, and just moving on, you know. Life goes on. You know, it's like there's no sense in trying to hold on to something that isn't going to work out. If someone leaves you, and, you know, then you have to let it go. That's what I'm Over You is about. It's about me just moving on and getting on with my life, because life is too short. You know, it's all about, you know, not being addicted to someone else, no matter who they are. Even if they were someone connected to me in any way, if they don't want to be around me, I cannot make someone else love me or like me, even though it's hard. Really, it is. It's hard to say, but you have to move on. And that's how it is, because there's other people to love. And I'm Over You is on the Twitter for you to listen to the bit. You can hear the song. If you haven't heard the song now, when I played it, you'll like it. It was a great song to co-write. It's just about, you know, the lyrics go, you know, I see the truth, you know, I could not be with you, you broke me into two, now I'm getting over you, you know. Writing those lyrics was a release. It was just to try to be set free, because the truth is, when I wrote it, it's like, I realized I have only one life to live, and life is too short to be trying to waste it on whether one person likes me or not. I have to move on. Even though it's hard, yeah, it's the way to do it. Friendship, relationship, whatever. Because the truth is that when we live, you know, we only, you know, we have to make the best of it, because we don't know when we're going to go, because when we leave this planet and go into the afterlife, we are not coming back in this body. We only got one life, and to make the best out of it. And that's how it is. That's what it is. I'm Over You. Just be positive. And the truth that I know and was told is that if someone doesn't like me, there's always somebody in the world who will. And that's the truth. Because as Howard Jones have said in 1985, things can only get better. That is the truth, you know. And I said it before, you know, that's why I write songs. Because when I wrote songs in the past, I was like, I was stuck. And I had to get it out. It was a release. Because it made me feel better. Because the reason why I write songs, no matter what mood I was in or whatever I was doing, it was because it was only going to make me feel better. And that's the truth. I wrote songs because things can only get better. And that's the truth. And that's how it is. It's not, you know, one day at a time, you know. That's truly what it is. Trying to make things get better. And, you know, it's not easy, you know. As they say, the sunshine is always there, as I said. But sometimes the dark clouds come, but they never stay. It always goes away, because the sun is going to come back out and for me to keep going. And things are going to be positive. Everybody's going to be happier. It always will. So that's what I truly believe. And because I truly believe that, last thing I want to say is, may all your dreams out there, whoever you are, big or small, come true, no matter where you are. And I hope mine come true, because we all deserve to be happy. I hope God bless you all, or whatever you believe, whether you believe in a God or not, because you're still just as important, because we all believe in something different from one another, but we're still equal and important to one another, no matter where we are on this planet. Because when you're born to be here, because you are special. We are all special in some way. And good night from Dove Knight, because the reason why I communicate is because I know things are always going to get better.